in the field. Bluebells in the woods. Evening sunlight, broken gold. Sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, cherry, blossoms, riches, thick on double green.
Presents A Little of What You Fancy by H.E. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in six parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, with incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian Beath. Part 5.
Let me get this straight, Miss Barnwell and Miss Barnwell. Right? Go on. Straighten it for me, will you?
We shouldn't have told you.
No, you're a sick man, Mr. Larkin.
Look, I'll have company if you don't explain. Look, somebody's going to pinch England and this place with it, right? I don't know what I'm supposed to make of that. You see, England's a big place to cart off.
Well, it isn't exactly that kind of pinching. It's metaphorical.
Yes, you said metaphorical, I see. Now.
It's political.
Nasty, subversive.
Governmental.
Governmental. Like the mafia, only worse.
I still don't get it.
It's a brigadier come to see you, Pop. It's going to be a party.
Oh, yeah, come to see me, has he?
Well, of course, Larkin. Oh, if I happen to lay my eyes on the Australian road.
No. She'd run away to sea, General. Sorry to disappoint you.
See, as in Ocean?
No, as in Ramsgate.
Oh.
It's your sister Trevelyan's day off, and she's gone with Marriott and the Keith.
Yes, really? Shame.
Yes, well, go on now. Help yourself to a sniff there. Go on.
Oh.
Cheer yourself up a bit, will you?
Thank you.
Right. The ladies here were just telling me about how somebody's going to steal England. Now, have you heard anything about that, General?
What
do you mean, Dick? Look, what is going on?
It's this tunnel, Larkin, this tunnel.
So is that all? I'm not interested in no tunnel.
But you should be.
Why should I? Why?
We are an island, Mr. Larkin, are we not?
Do you not wish us to remain an island?
Do you wish to be swallowed by the continent?
We've been an island for all time, haven't we? Hasn't it served us well?
Hasn't it our strength, our salvation? Didn't it save us during the war?
By Shakespeare, yes.
The sea is our defence. Do you want to see it destroyed?
Do you wish us to be governed from Rome?
Do you want us to lose sovereignty?
By God, no, hell's bells.
For crying out gently, what the... Pipe, ladies.
Mr. Larkin, you must understand. During the war, Edna and I often faced Hitler alone.
You what?
What, Hitler?
Before the war, you see, we had a house on the coast. On fine days, you could see France.
Sometimes even the clock tower at Calais.
There we lived at peace until the war came. Then there was talk of invasion, and we were made to close the house and move here. The coast was a forbidden area, and you were only allowed into it if you had special business or property.
Once a month, with special passes.
So, down we'd go once a month, and sit in our overgrown garden and look across the channel.
At Hitler.
We always took lunch with us, wet or fine. Spam, sandwiches and tea.
And sometimes a drop of homemade parsnip.
Edith's favourite brew, good old Edith.
Oh, no. Edith was in the Navy then.
Oh, good God, Edith in the Navy, up the arm.
She was a wren. You mustn't underestimate Edith. She has a medal.
Oh, a medal? Well, no wonder we won the war.
Probably got it for giving all she's got. It's a wonder.
So, there we were in the garden drinking tea.
And parsnips.
Staring across the channel and cursing Hitler.
We cursed him, all right. We burnt his ears.
There was often a bombardment and battles in the air. It was terrific fun when shells burst nearby.
Do you remember that day we were blackberrying and that air raid warden came by and said we were in mortal danger? And we said, danger from whom? That twit!
Now you see, Mr. Larkin, why we are out to save England. What do you think it was saved for then? Not to give it away again, surely?
Well, I ain't giving none of it away.
Here, sound the trumpet.
Are we going to sit here like a lot of bloodless worms while the entire heritage of this island is sent to the pawnbrokers? I should say not. We were never in pawn to Hitler, and we will not be in pawn to the devil.
Whether you call him Channel Tunnel, Common Market, Rome, Decimal, Europe, or Centigrade.
Well, I don't know about the pros and cons of a tunnel. Besides, it'll be 20 or 30 miles off.
But the road to it will come through here.
The road? Here?
That's what we're trying to tell you, isn't it? It'll slice right through the middle of our place, our garden, Pop, our yard.
Oh, who says?
The man from the ministry was here 3 weeks ago. You weren't fit to be told, Dr. Sid.
The man from the ministry? Look, I'll be damned if I'm going to be shoved around my bleeding drink on Whitehall.
Sydney, language. We have respectable company.
We entirely concur with the sentiment, don't we, Brigadier?
Absolutely. By God, yes. Bingo, Larkin. Damn it. Riding roughshod.
Nobody's riding no roughshod over Sydney. Laughing.
You've got your gander up now, have you? Not down in the dumps now, are you?
And now you see where we've started our fun.
Our great cause.
Your cause, my cause too, isn't it?
We're going to fight. Fight.
But it will need money.
Ma, get the box out of wardrobe.
Right, you are, Pete. Give us a hand, General.
All right,
sir. Here we are.
Lovely. I do love you. Been reading Treasure Island or something? I haven't seen so much cash since payday in the army.
Always keep a bit in the house, just in case.
You never know when you might need a bit of loose change.
Well, it beats supplementary benefit.
What sort of stuff you got in mind, ladies?
Oh, anything. The teeniest thing. 2 guineas.
2 guineas, my foot.
That the price you put on my yard means as much to me as Buckingham Palace is.
Of course it does, because it's your kingdom.
Our realm.
Exactly. Oi, shove that box over here. Charlie boy. Right, come on in, join the dancing.
Oh, counting the coconuts, Pop?
No, oh, not exactly. Look, you heard about this roadblock, I take it?
Ah, yes, I have.
Oh, what the fight are we going to do about it?
Everything. We already have a petition with 300 signatures, and we're going to organise a protest march.
Get Mr. Candy to preach a sermon.
No. Nothing is to be gained, I suggest, by the emotional approach.
Masterpiece of a fellow in the house, isn't that? Emotional approach.
This must be tackled like a military operation.
Yeah. Bingo. Bingo.
I said military, well, what I really meant was legal.
That would cost an enormous amount of money.
Well, we're not short of a few pennies, are we?
Don't keep the drinks yourself, Brigadier. Give the ladies a snifter.
Oh, yeah, mix them a couple of blonde bombshells. Charlie, go on, you know the form.
Right, Pop.
Kiss them doubles. You know, save time.
Oh, Mr.
Marvellous. That trouble can give you a G-up. I haven't felt this good in weeks.
Yeah, no, nor me. Doing the old brain box, no arm neither. It's had a fall.
God, Larkin.
You said legal, Charlie. Now, isn't Angela Snow's father a judge or something?
He's at the bar, I believe.
Good, I'll join him. It's about time.
That's steady, Larkin.
All right, only joking, Mark. I'll ring Angela as soon as everybody's gone.
Oh, Mr. Larkin, this is cocktail.
This blonde bombshell.
It brings tears to our eyes.
Tears of happiness.
That's a spirit. Calls for one all round, Charlie.
They're on their way.
No, here's Miss Barnwell and Miss Barnwell 100 quid to go on with. And if they want more, they know where to come to. Got to support the cause. Got to beat this ruddy lot somehow.
100 coming up.
My goodness, dear Mr. Larkin.
Oh, wonderful, Mr. Larkin. Our cause is in great hands. It's a miracle.
That's nothing. Plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, Larkin. Bingo, that's the style. Sound the trumpet.
Actually, I think we should. Edna?
Yes, I agree.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free.
If England means as much to you as England means to me.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hooray! Hip, hooray!
Darling Mr. Candy.
Oh, Primrose.
It must be the uniform that gets me. In your cassock and surplus, you look so masterful.
I say, do I?
Kiss me.
Not here. Oh, we shouldn't do this in church.
Only a kiss. I wouldn't suggest anything more. Not here. I have some news.
Oh, really?
Pop is feeling a lot better suddenly. Perhaps you should visit him.
Oh, should I? Why?
To talk to him. Man to man. About our future.
Well, yes, of course. I could.
You took my virtue. I hope you mean to take my hand.
Hand? You mean marriage?
Of course, Reverend.
Oh, I see, Primrose. Marriage. Virtue. Your father. Oh, well, yes, of course.
There you are, Sydney. Number's ringing. Now, don't get excited. Your pecker might be up, but don't let it run away with you. You know what happened last time.
You can hardly forget, can I? But if we're fighting legal, we want legal advice and a legal bloke. If I know my Angela, we might get it for free.
She might ask you to pay in kind, which you're in no condition to do, more's a pity. What's happening?
No, it's just ringing.
Maybe she's out.
Is she? Angela?
Darling, you sweet man. Made my day.
Yeah, how's my girl, then?
Oh, pining, wilting away. What's more to the point, darling? How are you?
Oh, surviving. Mustn't grumble.
Wonderful. And what can I do for you, sweetie?
Well, favour, I hope. I've got a problem on my mind, Angela.
But you mustn't have. Take it off at once.
Well, that's why I'm ringing. Now, is your dad a judge?
QC, darling. Queen's Counsel. Why?
Oh, right. Well, let me tell you a story. It's all to do with this Channel Tunnel lot.
Naughty bastards. We must slay them. We must put poison down.
We?
Of course we, sweetheart. I'm with you. Don't you know that yet? All the way and always.
Ah, perfect. I wondered if your dad could help. Charlie boy thinks we should make it a legal battle. Cut out the emotional approach.
I take it you'd like me to consult his papa.
Yeah, that's the line of country. And don't worry about the old do-re-me. I'll see to that.
Oh, you swamp. You dare suggest it. Of course you won't pay. Oh, yes, you will. Me.
Well, in kind.
Oh, what's that
saying? It's amazing how women's minds work.
Not only their minds, darling. Well, I'll do your bidding and consult his papa tonight. Might we come over and see you, say, week on Sunday?
Lunch.
Yeah, come to lunch. It's a free out on Sunday.
Oh, splendid, darling. Look forward to it passionately.
Ooh, dangerous word there, Angela. But perfect.
Those rats from Whitehall may as well drop dead now. Goodbye, lambkin. Everlasting love.
Yes, to you and all, with knobs on.
What you two get up to on a telephone?
Oh, here's something about that girl, Ma. Her nature is what the world needs a lot more of.
So he does something for you. So we're on, are we?
Yeah, we're on. Her papa is a Queen's Counsel.
And he's coming here to lunch.
Yes. What's a Queen's Counsel when he's at home?
He's counsel to the Queen, doesn't he? It's obvious, something like that. Yeah. Thy rod and thy staff, they come for me sort of thing. Very important man, Pop. Do you think we ought to roast an ox? Oh, knocked me down with a feather. If it isn't the elusive Edith Pilchester. Mrs. Larkin. Well, don't stand on ceremony. Edith, come into the kitchen. I haven't seen you for a long time. No. Forgot what you look like. Did Mr. Larkin forget too?
You'll have to ask him yourself, but he's got Reverend Candy with him at the minute.
You all right, Reverend Candy? You seem a bit nervous.
Nervous? Thank God, do I?
Yeah, and tired.
Tired? Well, I am...
With exertions, I expect. Haven't seen you lately. Heard you've been around, huh?
Well, yes. That's true. I'm sorry,
I... I expect you've had other things on your plate.
Plate? Well, yes. Life's been awfully full. You know how it is.
Yeah. All that marrying and christening, Lark. All those sermons about sin and virtue.
Virtue... Well, that's, that is what I just felt I ought to sort of drop in and see you about a little matter.
Perfect. Well, go on, go ahead.
Oh, it's, well, it's,
Expect it's the cause, is it?
Cause. I'd have thought it was more of an effect, but I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Put that inside you, Edith. Warm your socks.
Socks? Oh, Mrs. Larkin, I don't care about socks anymore. I don't care about anything.
You're feeling all right. You look a bit pale. What you been up to?
You mean... you haven't heard?
I heard about the wheelbarrow.
Oh, that it? Everybody's heard about the wheelbarrow. I've had to shut myself away in Perda. In shame, guilt, confusion, despair.
Not been much for a wheelbarrow, all that.
No, you don't understand. I'm ashamed and consumed with guilt because when I heard the news about Mr. Larkin, I rejected prayer and chose alcohol. I'm confused because I toasted Mr. Larkin in whiskey and he recovered. What is one to make of that? Has prayer lost power to whiskey? Oh, I've asked myself that question a thousand times. Oh, it's absolutely ghastly.
You know something? I reckon you and Pop need each other.
I talked over this little matter with the Miss Barnwells.
You did?
Yeah, heart to heart.
Oh, good grief.
You're sweating a bit. Got hot, is it?
It seems to have, yes.
Ah, well, that's dog collars for you. Anyway, the ladies got very excited, told people in the village you might be preaching a sermon about it.
Oh, dear, no. I don't think, no. That isn't the appropriate thing at all. It's a most unlikely subject for a sermon.
Oh, pity. Well, we've got to give it as much publicity as we can. Shout it all over England.
No. That's not a very good idea, on the whole. Treading on sacred ground, rather, isn't it?
Oh.
Pop is your girlfriend.
Edith!
I'm off to the village with Mariette. Be back in about an hour. Okay, lift, Mr. Candy.
I would. Oh, yes. Goodbye, Mr. Larkin.
Sister Trevelyan will be bringing up the tea. In the meantime, I'll leave you two to it. You better get into bed.
Would you mind? Not in front of Mr. Candy. Parsons ain't supposed to know about them things.
Are they in bed? Sister Trevelyan says you sat out long enough. Don't worry. I'll not be back for a good hour or more. Come on, Mr. Candy.
Oh, yes. Right.
Edith. Well, well.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Larkin. Well, no, actually. Not really. Ghastly, as a matter of fact.
You're red as a hen about to lay. Thinner, though, you lost weight.
Have I? How are you?
Oh, a lot better.
Really?
Yeah, improving every day. All of a sudden, eating well, sleeping well. Doctor says the heart's mending perfectly.
Oh, I wish mine was.
Need something, do you? Take a deco out of the window. Go on.
Lovely.
Yeah. Larkin Junkyard.
Lovely.
What can you see?
Willow herb. Barrels.
Yeah, go on.
Muck heap. Hen coops. Wrecked cars. Wire. Bits of machinery. Lumps of iron.
Yeah, like sculpture, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose.
In the meadow. Remember the first time I kissed you? In that meadow.
How could I forget?
Paradise, eh? Paradise. My bit of England. Wouldn't swap it for anywhere else in the world. Now, come here. Got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, have you? That sounds ghastly. Why?
You've never been to see me.
But oh dear.
Nice thing, isn't it, eh? Lying here thinking about you every day, all the time. You never come near. Out of sight, out of mind, I know.
No, Mr. Larkin, it isn't like that at all.
Been cut to the quick, I have. Oh, yeah. It's bad, you know. Worse than awful when your best girlfriend's deserted.
Why didn't I? Didn't.
Yeah, did. It shook me to the to the bottom of my heart.
Oh. I don't say that.
No. This won't do. Can't have you turning the tap on.
I'm sorry.
First time you come to see me and you start this. Hey, try them eyes. Hey, come on. You come and sit here. Come and sit by me a minute. There you go. Sit there. Right. Now give me your hand.
Mr. Larkin.
They're not working, eh? Give me the other one, then. Not yet, neither. come here. Your hair. Your hair smells very nice. And your ear. It tastes very nice.
Tea! Scones!
Oh, for crying out gently, sister. Tea!
A little of what you fancy. Come and get it. I see you're already having a bit of custard and jelly, as Mrs. Larkin so colourfully expressed it. She warned me. Said she'd been letting Miss Pilchester get it out of her system for years. Amazing household, this.
You want to join in?
Not today, thank you, but you carry on. Nothing like a little therapy.
So that's what they call it now, a therapy.
Is there anything else you'd care for? I hope you don't mind, Miss Pilchester, but I've included a pot of the lemon curd you kindly brought.
Oh, no, sister. Not at all. Anything.
Edith's curd has to be tasted to be believed.
Fruity lady, Miss Pilchester. She also arrived with jams and cheese, tomato chutney, blackcurrant jam, whitecurrant jelly, and elderflower wine.
Just a little something.
As Winnie the Pooh said. Of course, Mr. Larkin can't enjoy all you have to offer all at once. He has to get his appetite back first.
Ah, not all at once.
No, step at a time. Inch by inch.
So I'm poor, Miss Pilchester. Or will you be mother?
Yes, well, yes, of course. Oh, I love afternoon tea. It's so English, isn't it?
So's that blackbird. Hear it? It's life, that. All life in that bird. Found that out when I was at the bottom of the snake.
Oh, Mr. Larkin, you don't really think I neglected you, do you?
Oh, I do. Left cold on the doorstep.
Oh, but it was all so ghastly. When I heard about it, I was mortified, absolutely mortified.
Yeah, so was I, pretty near. So, what have you been doing lately, Edith? Besides purder and jams and that?
Oh, well, history, actually.
History? Oh, really? What history would that be, then?
Local history. I've been delving. It's one of my secret passions.
No, have to watch those, Miguel. Never know where they might lead.
Oh, I love where this leads. It leads me back, along the roads into the past, back in time. Oh, just think. Think of Caesar and his legionaries camping up there on the hills. On our hills. Oh, think of a Roman villa just behind the village. And Vinius, perhaps. And the pilgrims going to Canterbury. Oh, it's all here, around us. Everywhere.
Yeah, education again. Sometimes I wish I had the time for it, you know.
The pilgrims especially. I like to think of them coming through here on some spring morning. When that April, with her showers, suitor, as Chaucer said.
Oh, yeah, did he?
May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may. Go on, far away.
What is that? That black, leathery thing on the cupboard next to the jam jar of fish?
Ah, it's a dead frog.
Frog?
Yes, a frog. Little Oscar and Phillida thought it might keep me company, but it died on the way.
Oh, nice thought, though.
Oh, yes. They brought the fish for me supper. Two sticklebacks, a gudgie, a dead minnow, and a water snail. But Ma refused to cook them. I don't know why.
Oh, Mr. Larkin, you're so lucky having all those children. I sometimes wonder how you and Mrs. Larkin manage it.
Yeah, perfectly simple, really.
But where did they come from? The fish, I mean, and the frog.
No, the fish, that came out of a little brook behind the well. And the frog popped out of the bulrushes down here like Moses.
What well would that be?
Well, it ain't a well, exactly. More a sort of spring that comes out of an old stone grotto thing. Down at the bottom of the yard behind the pigsties. Runs into the brook, and the brook flows across the meadow into the river.
Amazing! A grotto, you say? And the water in the spring, what is it like?
Oh, it's good. It's pure. It never fails. Oh, and it's cold as ice, Lolly.
Eureka!
Hey!
Eureka! Oh, Mr. Larkin, Mr. Larkin!
Hey, steady now, Edith, steady. You've been under a strain, you know.
This place really is paradise.
Told you, didn't I?
Good God, Sidney. I believe I've uncovered it. This is the missing link I've been trying to find.
Really?
On all the old maps, there's the teeniest, teeniest cross marked where your house stands. I've always wondered what it meant. It made me very curious.
Yes, well, it's got me curious now. Come on, Edith, come on, spill the beans.
Well, at the moment, this is a mere surmise. I'm only guessing, but I think this may have been a resting place for pilgrims on their way to Canterbury. I mean, it might be a holy well.
In my yard?
Consecrated. Hallowed. I mean, we may be on sacred ground.
Well, I'll be. Mr. Clowney keeps saying he's been on sacred ground. I didn't know what the pipe he was talking about till now.
But, Miss Larkin, you know what this means, don't you? It could mean that if this is consecrated ground, they may never be able to drive that awful, ghastly road through here.
Really?
Really?
Well, if that don't beat all, wait till the QC hears about it.
Oh, it's a miracle, isn't it? As if the frog and the gudgeon and the stickleback...
Never did me know.
And the snail, as if they turned like the three loaves and five little fishes into a great, big, wonderful feast.
Oh, education's a wonder, isn't it, Edith? I never knew history was so important.
Ah, but there are far, far more important things than history. Don't you think so?
Or like this, you mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Larkin. Oh, just like that.
Perfect, Edith. Oh, perfect.
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Ma Larkin by Pam Ferris. Mr. Charlton, Charles Simpson, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, Edith Pilchester, Claire Welsh, The Brigadier, Derek Waring, Primrose, Kathy Sara, Angela Snow, Keegan Miralles, Nurse Trevelyan, Claire Oberman, Effie Barnwell, Sheila Keith, and Edna Barnwell by Hilda Schrader. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Pink champagne, perfect summer dream. Off to bed at 2:30. Ah, you see the sun breaking. Perfect. That's what I say.